Proverbs for the day, October the 27th. Proverbs chapter 27, verses 14 through 17. He that blesseth his friend with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, it shall be counted a curse to him. A continual dropping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Whosoever hideth her hideth the wind and the ointment of his right hand, which bewrayeth itself. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Well, there's a lot in this book, and we're going through it and trying to do it in a 12 divisions of each chapter. And so this being October, we'll try to tackle these verses a little bit. All right, verse 14. He that blesseth his friend with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, it shall be counted a curse to him. Wake up peaceably. Wake up peaceably. Now, there is an exception. I wouldn't quote this verse to your drill instructor if you're in the military right about now or going in. The exception could be boot camp. can you imagine somebody coming in and saying, sir, you're blessing me with a loud voice and it's early in the morning, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I just want you to know that's unscriptural, okay? I don't think that would have a positive effect upon your drill instructor's relationship with you at that moment. But anyway, have you ever seen some people? Some of us wake up wide awake, pretty much. Some of us wake up. Some of us are awake before we even open our eyes. I've said for years and years, the goal, the aim, the practice, the routine is talk to the Lord as soon as you are mentally awake. Talk to Him. Yield to Him. Activate the new nature. If you're not careful, if you wake up awake like that, like I do, and I'm sure I was influenced by my dad. His way of thinking was, when you're up, you're up. And when you're awake, you're awake. And when it's time to be awake, you get awake, period. And have you ever been around some people, they wake up and they're kind of bubbling all that, and somebody else isn't, and they're just like, what are you so happy about? It's morning. I got to start another day. There's all kind of ways that people wake up. They used to say if Oliver B. Green, he would literally drink an entire pot of coffee before he got himself going in the mornings. I've mentioned to you before, I still can picture the little cartoon of Hagar the Horrible where he comes out and he looks bad. He looks horrible. And he says to Lucky Eddie, he looks at Lucky Eddie and says kind of good morning, you know, he grunts. And Lucky Eddie says, you want some coffee? And he goes, yeah. Well, how do you want your coffee? He said, just throw it in my face. Just throw it in my face. You know? Have you noticed we wake up with something? Get this. This is something. I've thought about this for years. We call it a what? An alarm clock. We set a what to wake up? An alarm. Go look up the word alarm. Alarm is something that's supposed to alarm you. Well, no wonder. What a thing, man. Wake up with alarms and you wonder why people are like they are by the middle of the morning. You know, Chesty Puller, as he went up through the ranks as an officer, and of course he spent a lot of time in the field and in combat, but his drivers and his right-hand guy, they were such different personalities that, you know, a lot of times he'd have to get woke up at 3 or 4 in the morning so he could be ready to deal with his men when they got up. He was that kind of leader. They say that one of them would come in and just touch him and say, you know, General, it's time to get up, or Colonel at the time. The other would walk in and he'd kick his cot and say, it's just about the time for lunch. Let's go, sir. And both of them understood. There's a story there where one of them had, he had probably had a little bit too much alcohol trying to do whatever, distract himself. And this afternoon he's taking a nap. And they had this one fellow that delighted in aggravating this guy. And he's just a little old fella and he's just kind of a bouncy personality. And he come along and started aggravating this guy while his head's all swollen up with alcohol. And the guy just said, stop it now. I'm telling you, stop it. And the fellow that wasn't feeling very well was a big old fellow. And they said he was an amazing shot. And he reached in that shoulder holster and pulled out his .45 and shot the guy. And the miracle of it was the other fellow had his helmet on and it just hit the top of his helmet and ricocheted off, but it knocked him out. And so General Puller comes out and sees this guy laying on the ground and sees old Bodie kind of grumpy and everything. And Bodie lays his head back down and General says, what happened? He told him. He said, well, help that guy with his headache. I hope everything's okay. And went back inside. Wake up peaceably. Some of you probably need to surrender to God and learn to wake up altogether. And then some of you, if you wake up easier and faster, you're going to have to take that into account. I probably have to work at that because I have the boot camp mentality a lot of times. And so wake up peaceably. And secondly, told you it's a practical book, the Bible. Verse 15, a continual dropping and a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. See, I told you it was a practical book. Whosoever hideth her hideth the wind and the ointment of his right hand, which bewrayeth itself. Now, wait for the right timing. Wait for the right timing. Now, in the passage, he's talking about a woman. And so, ladies, listen up. Okay? Men, you listen up too as far as other roles you play that are subservient, whether it be at work, whether it be in church work, whatever. That is, wait for the right timing. Continual is not timing. It is continual. It is drip, 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 drip. Now, notice what verse 16 says. You can't hide that, ladies. You can't hide it. Whosoever hideth her hideth the wind. You can't hide the wind. The wind is going to do what it's going to do. And the ointment of his right hand, which bewrayeth itself. Somebody puts on cologne or aftershave and doesn't wash their hands or whatever, you don't. Closing their hand ain't going to change it. You're going to smell it. You can't hide it. And if you're not careful, listen, be careful. Now, fellows, a good reminder is different, and it can be helpful. So, you know, have your little bit of order to your life there. You know, the thing that's sad is in Titus 2, he told the older to teach the younger. And, of course, one of the things they ought to be teaching the younger is that wait for the right timing. Just learn to get some timing right. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it would fall under submission and stuff. And, fellas, allow there to be some timing. It's not you can't say anything. It's that continual, the drip, the drip, the drip. I mean, you know, it can be, you know, the first time, the second time, the third time. Could be. It could be that you got to wait for the right timing as far as concentration, as far as somebody's plate being full. But he told those younger women, the aged women, likewise, they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, love their children, discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. I'm amazed that fellows know those verses, but if I asked them to give me 10 verses on being a man and a husband and a dad, they probably couldn't. Ain't that amazing? You know what that is? That's human nature. But anyway, but look here. Wait for the right timing. Ladies, practice the right timing. That's of God. You don't need a psychology book to that. You just need the Holy Ghost and the Bible and a little bit of common sense. Wait for the right timing. Wake up peaceably. Wait for the right timing. Let's look at verse 17 while we have a moment. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Now, what's funny is, there's fellas and people, they want to be the iron that sharpens the other person, but they don't give other people the right to sharpen them. Iron sharpeneth iron. To sharpen stuff, you got to take some of the dull edges off. It's hilarious to me, I got to admit, in a funny way, that there's fellas that like to think that they're sharp and they're sharpening everybody else. But they are not going to let you take any of what they got on them off. It is not going to happen. Well, then it's not a fair friendship. My advice number three is this: walk with strong, godly men. Not just strong, godly men. Strong, godly men. You are not merely a man or a woman if you're a believer. And so, as young men, beware of your walk. And beware of respecting if you don't have godly examples. Respect if that older man lets you close. I thank God for the older men of God. Some of them have already gone on to be with the Lord. I thank God they allowed me to get close. But I'm going to tell you this, I never lost my respect for them. They would let down their guard and let us young men in close. And I saw some young men that would get overly familiar, would almost act like they were equal, would actually think that they should challenge those old men. And I was like, what are you thinking? This old man's doing us a blessing. Those old men had been sharpened by iron. And many of their relationships, their friendships, were men sharpening men. And you know, the best way to do it when you're young is let the older sharpen you. And as you grow then, you're going to come into a generation where you've got your own peers and you can sharpen each other. But there's not a whole lot to be sharpened, the young with the young, in the beginning. That's why God does what He does, and He puts those things, Joshua with Moses, and Elisha with Elijah, and Timothy and Titus with Paul. It's just a Bible thing. It's what they do in the military. It's what they do in everything. But the thing is this. Your closest contacts. Now listen, people at a distance can be one of your closest contacts because it's about words, remember? Your closest contacts, even at a distance, make a difference. There's many men that were they influenced each other, even though they hardly saw each other face to face, maybe once a year. Remember that. Spend a little time realizing what this book teaches us. Walk with strong, godly men. May God help you.